Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The Harris County Clerk's Office says that voters almost broke the record yesterday for the highest voter turnout that the county has ever seen in an odd-year election. In total, more than 439,000 ballots were cast, which is slightly less than the record set back in 2023. Turnout this year was the second most for an odd-year election. Now, former Houston City Councilmember Amanda Edwards is heading to a runoff for the 18th Congressional District seat. She'll face acting Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee early next year. At a watch party last night, Edwards emphasized education, healthcare access, and economic opportunity.
Those are the meat and potatoes issues, as they say, that are critically important if we're going to have a community where we reach our full potential.
The 18th Congressional District has been vacant since Sylvester Turner died earlier this year. Now, 13 of 15 candidates vying to fill a vacant at-large Houston City Council position are out of the race. Alejandra Salinas and Dwight Boykins are heading to a runoff. Salinas has a slight 1 percentage point lead right now. Jordan Thomas was one of those who fell short, coming in third place. The former city council candidate was a long shot candidate with little name recognition, but he did receive the Houston Chronicle editorial board endorsement for his willingness to criticize Mayor John Whitmire. He received 16% of the vote, which he says shows support for his priorities.
Whether you are a progressive or an urbanist, or you hate that HPD is collaborating with ICE, whatever brought you into this campaign, those things still hold true for me. They still hold true for you. And they have not been getting the type of voice that they need at City Hall.
Again, that Houston City Council position is heading to a runoff between Alejandra Salinas and Dwight Boykins. Meanwhile, the Cypress Fairbanks ISD School Board of Trustees has voted out their conservative majority. Leslie Gilmart, Cleveland Lane Jr., and Kendra Camarena have won their bids for seats in districts 5, 6, and 7. The upset means the board is losing their current president and vice president. In other news, today is the end of the line for Polk Street as a way to get between downtown and east downtown. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now with a look at the continued fight to save this connection. Hey, Tom.
Matt, the street is slated to be shut down for construction work related to the building of the new George R. Brown Convention Center annex. Residents of Edo will have to find another way of getting to work in downtown on already congested streets. Inhabitants of Edo and Eastwood are pushing back against the Convention Center and City Hall, demanding Polk remain open and make the Convention Center build their new annex, which reportedly will open up a walkway from the Convention Center to Toyota Center, and find a way to get that done without closing Polk. Matt, we've not seen the end of this story.
All right, Tom. 58 degrees right now here on the UH campus, a high of 81 later this afternoon. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.